Effective March 1, 2026, SBA lenders obtaining SBA approval for 7A small loans must adhere to SBA Procedural Notice 5000-875701. The notice, published January 16, 2026, SBA announced it is discontinuing use of the SBSS score for federally regulated lenders and requires commercial credit analysis processes and procedures consistent with their similarly sized non-SBA guaranteed commercial loans. SBA lenders may continue to use internal business credit scoring models permitted by their primary federal regulator, as stated in the SOP 50-10-8, to assess the credit history of the applicant, provided that such model does not rely solely on consumer credit scores, and provided the lender also applies its appropriate, prudent, and generally accepted industry credit analysis and procedures. For small business lending companies, SBLCs, SBA indicates these lenders may use credit scoring as permitted prior to the notice, but SBLCs are required to provide their credit scoring model for review by SBA on an annual basis. Per the notice, SBA lenders are now required to include the following in their credit analysis for 7A small loans. Analysis of the applicants and operating company, if applicable, 1. Debt service coverage, 2. 2 most recent months of commercial bank activity or statements, and 3. Projected earnings, if applicable. Debt service coverage is measured by dividing the operating cash flow, OCF, by the debt service, DS. OCF is defined as earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, EBITDA. Lenders may make additions and subtractions to OCF pursuant to rules found in Section B, ch. 1, Standard 7A Loans. Debt service is defined as the future required principal and interest payments on all business debts inclusive of new SBA loan proceeds. For 7A small loans, the applicant's debt service coverage ratio must be equal to or greater than 1.1 to 1 on an historical and/or projected cash flow basis. The notice does not clarify which bank statements, if any, are required for startup applicants or for change of ownership transactions. If federally regulated SBA lenders use a business credit scoring model in making their credit decision, they must document their loan file and include it with their ETRAN submission. Lenders should refer to the notice for the full text of the changes to the SOP 5010-8. For assistance with SBA compliance matters, contact us at info@starfieldsmith.com.